How markets parse what some might call the biggest police blotter story in U.S. history. Also, resilient stock prices as the financial quarter comes to an end and bank depositors vote with their feet. I'm David Brancaccio from our Washington Bureau today. Let's dive into three forces shaping money decisions as March draws to a close here with the help of Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, who brings us context many a Friday. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, David.
How does a person like yourself who watches the economy and financial markets look at this first ever criminal charges for a former U.S. president?
With a little bit of trepidation, I think, and mostly because I'm not sure this is a market-moving story yet, but presidential election cycles definitely are market-moving stories. So the question now is, will this somehow affect the way the race plays out over the next year and a half?
The argument is, if this indictment energizes Trump's base of supporters, this could delay the emergence of a frontrunner for Republicans next year.
Well, that's right. And it comes at a time when the other leading contender, DeSantis from Florida, is a little lower in the polls than he was a month or two ago. And no one else has really emerged yet at the top level in this race. So it's a test of that old maxim. Any publicity is good publicity. We'll see.
Change of topic here. We're getting to the very end of the first quarter of the year. A time to look back. I just did the math on the S&P 500 index. As of this morning, it's up 5.5% for this quarter.
Which is really pretty amazing, considering the mood we were in when the year began. I don't know if you remember this, but we had some really weak data in November and December. The majority of Americans expected a recession, according to polls. Then we got some really strong data in January, 500,000 jobs, 3% rise in retail sales, and the picture changed completely. We're now tracking really solid, maybe even 3% growth in the first quarter, and the stock market is priced accordingly.
You're also tracking the movement of money following this banking mess, people taking money out of sometimes smaller banks. Their impulse is, in some cases, to put into bigger banks, perceived by some depositors as safer. What are you seeing?
I think this is a much bigger story than it gets credit for. And in the sense that there have been hundreds of billions moved, particularly from small banks to bigger ones. Small banks excel at making small business loans. They are the lifeblood of small and mid-sized companies. They can't make loans on terms that are as good if their deposit base shrinks. I think that the primary risk from this whole fiasco is not more bank failures, because there is now adequate backstop to keep the banks running. The issue is, can they continue to make loans on good terms? And if they have to tighten those terms, is it significant enough to cause a credit crunch, something that would actually crimp growth going forward?
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Always good to touch base on a Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
This is very up-to-date info covering the month we're still in, March. And there's evidence consumers are pessimistic about some facets of the economy, but not all. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
First of all, it's clear that inflation remains a giant economic buzzkill.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's comfortable with such high prices.
That's Jennifer Lee, senior economist with BMO Capital Markets. In the longer term, early survey data from the University of Michigan found that people expect less inflation.
It shows that consumers are probably thinking that we're finally starting to get a handle on inflation.
People are also more optimistic when you ask them about jobs, says Ottoman Özyıldırım at the Conference Board, which also surveyed consumers recently.
In terms of their expectations 6 months hence, consumers were slightly more positive about labor market conditions.
Özyıldırım says people are planning to spend less on highly discretionary purchases.
categories that you could give up easily, like playing the lottery or visiting amusement parks, even going to the movies.
On the other hand, people say they plan to spend more on necessities, including healthcare, auto maintenance, and home repair. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Japan's government says it'll start controlling the export of equipment used to make advanced semiconductor chips. Shama Khalil is Tokyo correspondent with our editorial partners at the BBC.
Japan's Trade and Industry Ministry said the export restrictions will be imposed on six categories of equipment used in chip manufacturing, including cleaning, installation, lithography, and etching. It did not specify China as the target of those measures, saying equipment makers will need to seek export permission for all regions. The ministry added that its goal was to stop advanced technology being used for military purposes. Japan's decision comes after the U.S. tightened its exports of chip-making tools to China in October, saying it was concerned that Beijing planned to use advanced chips to enhance its military power.
That's the BBC's Shama Khalil in Tokyo today. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Justin Dooler and Nick Esposito. From Washington today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.